Sunday the 10th of October, base Mount Eshvan, Rabbi Moshe Chaim Denderovich, the chashivas of every mitzvah regardless of how it is performed.
I want to be mekasha last week's sedra with this week's sedra with a very interesting point. At the end of Parshas Noach, it says like this: Mina oret sahi yotzo ashu vayiben es ninvei ves rechoyves ye ves kolach ves resen bein ninvei bein kolach hi o ir agdoilo. Rashi explains that this ninvei, which is written here, vayiben es ninvei, this is the ninvei o ir agdoilo, which is written in Sefer Yoina, in the Haftorah of Yoina. Yom Kippur in the afternoon Bamincha, we say the Haftorah of Yoina, and that says V'ninvei hoiso ir gedoilo lelikim. Ninvei was a big city, lelikim, Fakodesh Boch. We'll soon explain what this means, lelikim. But Rashi explains that, don't think there's another Ninvei. The Ninvei which is written here is the Ninvei for ir agdoila, which was later on, happened the story of Yoina with Ninveh.
Were you just quoting Yoina?
That's a posik in Yoina. Yes. Ninveh hoysa ir gdoyle lelike. So the maisa is, it's very interesting why the Torah had to say this point, that Ninveh is the ir hagdoyle, which was later by Yoina. We never find such a thing that the Torah is madgish. Things which happen later, which is now written in the Torah. To explain this posuk, I want to first give a starker kasha, which the Rishonim ask. Ninveh, don't have any mistake, were goyim, they weren't yidden. They were goyim. And they were doing a lot of bad. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Yoina to tell Ninveh to do tshiva. And Yoina didn't want to go. And then Yoina was caught by the fish, the whole story. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu try to help Ninveh? For what reason? Ninveh were goyim, doing rishis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to take them and finish them off. Finish them off. And just look how far it went, that the Novi did not want to go, and how far the Novi was punished because he didn't want to go to save a city of goyim gemurim, and the Novi Elikim was punished for this. We have to understand what's going on. I want to say a vort which will explain and give light to this matter. There's another pasuk in this sefer what we learned yesterday. It says on Nimrod, the Kush Yolades Nimrod. Hu eichei liyois giboy ba'oretz. Hu hoyo giboy tzayid lifnei Hashem. Al kein yo omer kenimroid giboy tzayid lifnei Hashem. What's this giboy tzayid lifnei Hashem? We see Ish tzayid was Esau, was a person who caught behemoth, chayas, no greater tzidkis. And here the Torah says lifnei Hashem, it was in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Eben Ezra says a Moedik Echidish that Nimrod used to catch behemoths and bring them for korbanos. Giboy tzayid lifnei Hashem. He brought the things that he caught, he brought it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ramban says, how can you say such a thing? State, it's written klar that Nimrod was moired in Malchus Shomayim. And Nimrod wanted to kill Avraham Avinu. Nimrod is a Rosh Shegomer. Says the Ramban that when Ezra takes Nimrod, the Rosh makes from him a tzaddik who brings korbanos. The Chidisharim said a teretz on this kasha to answer the Eben Ezra. Bifrat, the Beis Yisrael used to say that the Eben Ezra had a special Yerushalayim, that it is hard to understand how his shoulders kept his head on him from so much Yerushalayim. Therefore, it's a mitzvah to explain what the Eben Ezra said. So the Chidushim said like this. There was this king, a mighty king, who was a melech on a lot of medinas. Whatever he needed, he had. If he needed gold, he had gold. If he needed diamonds, whatever he wanted, he had. There was this servant in the palace of the king who wanted to bring a present to the king. What would he bring? He'll bring a silver candelabra. There's plenty of candelabras there. Whatever he'll bring is not something which the king had can't get. What should he do? So this servant went and he made a special cake. Special, special cake. And he had all achunas preparing this cake and the ice on top. And he put in it a lot of work, and he brought the cake to the king. He knew that the king didn't need his cake, because the king could buy whichever cake he wants, whether it's in Parkways, whether it's in Grudzinski, he didn't have any problem. But the king understood that this person is trying to show love to the king. Therefore, the king didn't look what the cake is. He saw that this person has put a lot of work into this cake in order to honour the king. And that's what the king was very grateful to this person. All the other sarim, all the other in the palace, saw that the king is makarav this servant more than everybody else. So they said, a problem to make a cake. We'll make a cake of three layers and all types of cakes with ices and cherries on the top and strawberries and cream and milk. We'll make something special. And every second day somebody else brought a beautiful cake to the king. The king knew quite well that this first fellow who didn't bring the nicest cake, but the thought of this person was very deep. The other ones were just doing it because of kinna. Jealousy, not because they wanted to be mechabed the king. Says the Chiddush Shirim, Nimrod knew that Avraham Avinu is bringing korbanos. Nimrod wanted to take away the effect of the korbanos of Avraham Avinu. I'll bring more. I'll hunt and I'll bring and I'll bring. Yitzhak brought korbanos. But these korbanos were with a bad intention. It was to break the kesher, what Avraham Avinu had with the Rebbein Shnei. We see alone two brothers brought korbanos, Cain and Hevel. Hevel's was accepted, Cain's wasn't accepted. The Targum Yonason says that Hevel's korban was brought with a rotzen gomo, with a perfect rotzen. Cain's wasn't with a perfect rotzen. Nimrod was not just with not perfect rotzen. Nimrod bought the korbanos with a rotzen in the opposite direction to take away the ashpo of the avo, of the love which Avraham had to the Rebbein Shnei. So it's true, says the Chiddush Shirim, that he brought korbanos. But the Ramban's kasha is answered. The Ramban asks, how do you go and make from such a rosh tzaddik? It wasn't tzidkus. It was in order to take away the effect of the korbanos of Avraham. Now, I want to come to this yesod, which I want to show it over and over and over again. A gewaltike yesod. There's a moiridike sfasemes in Parshas Lech Lecho. And this sfasemes is a yesod for a person in life. The sfasemes asks, Horon was the father of Loit. Loit ben Horon. Horon, he went into the furnace with a kavona that he hopes to be saved, because Avraham Avinu was saved. But because he went into the furnace with a machshov, he's going to be saved. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't save him. The Sfasemes asked the Moir B'Kakasha, how was Horon Zoicha to have a son called Loit? Loit was a person who was always going with Avraham Avinu. Can you imagine nowadays the God Ladoya has got a meshamesh who goes with him wherever he goes. Is it a schus? Great, a schus. A Rebbe has got a meshamesh, or one of the Gedolei Hador has got a meshamesh. It's a big schus to have a to be a meshamesh of a Gedolei Hador. How is Loit Zoicha to be the meshamesh of Avraham Avinu so many years? And how did Horon get this schus? And the kash is even more. According to a lot of the Mefoshim, Horon was the father-in-law of Avraham Avinu. Because it says, Avi Milko v'Avi Yisko. And Chazal say Yisko was Soro Shesoch Soberuach HaKodesh. Which means that Horon was the father of Sora, and Avraham Avinu was the husband of Sora. It means all Klal Yisro came out of Horon. What schus did Horon have that Klal Yisro should come out of him? Says the Sasemis Amoyedeki Yisod. And this Yisod is a chizik for everybody in life. It's true. Horon went into the furnace with not a perfect kavona. He didn't intend Moisei Nefesh v'Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Avraham Avinu went in to be killed, and Horon went in to remain alive. But Lemaisa, he died on Kiddush Hashem. He died on Kiddush Hashem. The Machshava wasn't a perfect Machshava. Over the soft pusik was, Horon was killed on Kiddush Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu reckons everything that a person does. Whether it was with perfect Kavon or not, or he did a good deed. And from this good deed, he was Zoicha to have a Schus, a son-in-law of Romavinu. Klal Yisrael came out of him, and Loit, his son, was the Meshamash of Romavinu. The emissaries, we see this Yisod in the Torah alone. When Moshe Rabbeinu came to Eretz Yisrael and had to fight the Melochim, when he saw Oig Melech HaBoshen, he was afraid of him. It says in Posek, Vayoyim HaShem El Moshe Al Tiroi, so don't be afraid of Oig. Why was Avraham afraid? Why was Moshe Rabbeinu afraid of Oig? What could Oig do to him? Moshe Rabbeinu is the Isha Lekim. Says Rashi, Oig had a schus. He came to say, by the Melchom of the Melochim, he came to say, this week's Sedra, that Loit was captured. But Rashi says when he came to say that Loit was captured, he didn't mean grace of mitzvahs. He wanted Avraham Avinu to go out to war and be killed and take Sora. That means Oig had a bad kavona. But although he had a bad kavona, there was a good deed. There was a good deed, Loit was saved. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu reckons with the good deed, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu was frightened. According to this, we can say a gewaltig teretz. We asked, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu punish a Novi Hashem? Because he didn't want to save a city of Goyim Gemurim. Who built Nineveh? What was written in this pasuk? It says like this, Min ha'oretz ahi yotza ashu v'ayiven ez Nineveh. There's a machlokes rishonim. The Targum Yonason says that Nimrod built Nineveh. And as I state also in Rambam, Nimrod built Nineveh. Now we said before that Nimrod brought Korbonus with a bad intention. A very bad intention. To take away the effect of Avraham Avinu's Korbonus. But he brought Korbonus. And if a person brings Korbonus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reckons what he did, the good deed. The thought wasn't perfect, maybe the opposite of perfect, but he did a good deed. He brought Korbonus. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a chorus atoif to Nimrod on these Korbonus, and later on he paid it back by Nineveh. He sent a Novi Hashem Yoina to save Nineveh. Nineveh was the city of Nimrod. And Nimrod did a good deed, although it was a bad. So we've got now three examples of people who did deeds where the thought was not the right thought, but the Meiser, the deed was a good deed. We've got Nimrod, who brought Korbonus with a bad thought. We've got Oig Melech HaBoshon, who had a bad thought to kill Avraham Avinu, but he saved Loit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him back a tashlum for that. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu was frightened. So we have Loit. Horon was killed on Kiddush Hashem, although he didn't have the right kavona. Horon, Nimrod, and Oig Melech HaBosh. Now, there's a Meridik Sifset Tzadik in Parshas Beshalach. Vayhi Beshalach Paroi Esoom. Says the Medrash, Beshalach means he did the mitzvah of Levoyo. He accompanied the person. There's a mitzvah when somebody comes, a visitor, you give him achila, shsiya, and then Levoyo. You accompany him out. It says that the company of a oireach is an inyan which is a shmira for the oireach. That's why it says by Egla Harifa, lo portanu beloy Levoyo. Because if you accompany someone, it says in Sforim, even if you just take out the visitor till the entrance of the chutzah, that's called Levoya. And that does a shmira for the person on his journey. Says the Medrash, Vayhi b'shalach paroi, ein shiluach el loshen Levoya. He accompanied Klal Yisroel. Shenema, it says by Avraham Avinu when he sent out the Malachim this week, Oymed aleihem l'shalchom. L'shalchom is accompanying. So the Sifse Tzadik, he was a grandson of the Chedisharim. He says, let's think a few minutes. Did Harry want to accompany Klal Yisrael to do a shmira for them? Paroi is the makor of Tumah. What did he intend when he accompanied Klal Yisrael? Of course, he was trying to look with a bad eye and to find something to make a kitrug on Klal Yisrael. He was trying to find something wrong in Klal Yisrael in order to say, ah, you say Klal Yisrael, that's your Klal Yisrael. He wanted to find something wrong. But because he did this mitzvah of accompanying, although he had a bad intention, this is the fourth thing, the maisa, he did a good deed. He accompanied Klal Yisrael. And therefore the Torah reckons it by he b'shalach levoya. Says the Sifre Tzadik, from here we have to learn a gross yisrael. And this is what I'm trying to bring out. A lot of times a person thinks, I'm doing a mitzvah, it's not so perfect, I didn't have the right machshova, what is it worth? A person a lot of times goes around with a bad heart. He feels, am I doing it right? Am I doing it wrong? Am I doing it with a kavona meleo? A person should know, every good deed that is done is reckoned by Kodesh Baruch Hu. If by a goy, Oig Melech HaBoshnu did a deed, which was with a bad kavona, Oig Melech HaBoshnu was a goy. Nimrod was a goy, Arusha. And Pari was Arusha Marisha. And they did a good deed with a bad kavon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reckons. By a yid, we see a big chilek between a yid and a goy in the Gemara Kiddushin, the end of Mishnah. Machshova toivo, if somebody has a good thought, HaKadosh Baruch Hu metzar for a maisa. He puts it together with a maisa. Machshova ro, if somebody has a bad thought, HaKadosh Baruch does not put with the Maisa. Says choices by Goyim, it's the opposite. The Machshava Ra, HaKadosh Baruch Mitzah for the Maisa. Yidin have got a special privilege. So if by Goyim when he's done a deed, and the deed wasn't with the right Kavona, is reckoned that Schusim can be so far, his Avada Yid should remember. Amul Yid comes to Davring in the morning, then he feels that I wasn't behaving properly what I was meant to say. I didn't think properly in davening. I didn't have the right kavonas. Amul Yid gives a tzedakah, then he thinks to himself, but I did it for covered. You know why I gave it tzedakah? Because people were looking at me, people are going to say a word about me. I didn't have the whole kavona. But if a person did a good deed, although it didn't have the full kavona, it's got so choshev in Himmel, the good deed, whether it was with the full kavanah, whether it wasn't with the full kavanah. It's a big chizik, because a lot of times in life, a person is not always with the whole mind in the right place. Not every day a person gets up and he feels that everything is working according to how he would want to do. But a person should know, do the right things. Do the right things. There are a bunch more Rebbe Mitzaref with other good thoughts, and the Kaddish Baruch will make it into a good deed, b'shleimus. There was this young man who was a son-in-law of a Yid, a very choshev Yid. And this choshev Yid used to daven with kavona in hours and hours of davening. Vayiyayoyim, the son-in-law sees that his shvei stopped davening. He gets up in the morning, he walks up and down, he in a hat, he's not davening. So after a few days he sees his shvei doesn't daven, shachris, mincha, mariv, he says to his shvei, what's this inyan, you don't daven? So the shvei says, will you please mind your own business, and don't ask any questions. This carried on for weeks and months, the seed was not davening. The Eidim, the son-in-law, went and a seer to the Rebbe Melublin. A visit to the Rebbe Melublin. And he told the Rebbe Melublin, my father-in-law is one of your chassidim. And he's a Yid, a Ben Torah. He wasn't a posh person, he was a El Chayid, and he was davening. He stopped davening. And I asked him why, he told me not to put my nose into his business. He doesn't answer. So the Rebbe Levin said, don't say anything more to him. When he comes, I'll speak to him. A few months later, this Yid came into the Rebbe Melublin, and the Rebbe Levin said to him, I want to ask you a question. I hear you don't daven. You don't daven. So the Yid said to the Rebbe Levin, I'll tell the Rebbe the emes. I used to daven, and I had all the kavonas. With kavonas api kabbalah, and my davening was in a very, very high standard. Suddenly, one day, I get up in the morning, I try and daven, it just not going. I couldn't have the right kavonas, and my mind was muddled up. I couldn't be mechaben what I used to be mechaben. I feel, in my darga, in the massive that I am, if I am not mechaben properly, maybe it's called brochus lebatola, maybe it's called shem shemayim lebatola, I'm frightened to daven, because according to my standard of davening, it's not davening if I haven't got all these kavots. So the Rebbe Melublin said, I want to tell you a yisod, and this is a moridic yisod. There's a pusik in Tilim, Hashem yispoya biksoiv amin. The Ribbono Shel Olam counts, I think it's Peivov or Peizai. Hashem Yispoy Biksoiv Amin. Just let me look it up. I'll look it up after the Shia. It's somewhere in the Pays. Hashem Yispoy Biksoiv Amin. Said the Rebbe Melublin, there's a very interesting thing in counting. When we count in Loshna Kodesh, every number has got a different name. Echot, Shtayim, Sholosh, Arba, Chamesh. When you come to Eser, 10 is Eser. When you come to 20, it's Esrim. You come to 30, it's Shloshim. When you come to 100, it's Meor. When you come to 1,000, it's Elef. Every number has got a different name. But when you come and count according to the Goyish accounting, how does it work?
87, right at the end.
I remember. I'm sorry. Oh, you're better than me. You should be saying the Shia. Hashem Yispoy Biksoiv Amze Yirashom Selo. You're right. Pei Zayin. when you count on the goyish way, how does it work? When you write down, one. If you want to make 10, you just add on a note. You want to make 100, another note. You want to make 1,000, another note. Everything is the same system, just another note is 100, 1,000, 10,000, 100,000. Now, if you have a whole lot of notes, it's worth nothing. When you have one before, so if you've got three notes, then it's 1,000. If you've got six, it's 1,000,000. It's all notes, and it depends on the first number in front. Said the Rebbe Milublin, Hashem yispoya b'ksoiv amim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu counts, not like we count in Lashon HaKodesh. He counts that the goyim b'ksoiv amim. Also about the goyim, when you talk about numbers, it's got a different name. There's 100, there's 1,000, there's 1,000,000. But in the ksav, b'ksoiv amim, how it's written, it's all notes. And if you've got a number before, it's good. Said the Rebbe Milublin, a grosser yesot. A lot of time people do things which are nothing. It's notes. One note, two notes, three notes, it's nothing. Then suddenly you do something proper, then there comes a one. HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts the one in front of all the notes and it makes millions. A person shouldn't be broken hearted because he feels he's not doing the thing properly. Don't be broken. You haven't got now the kavonis. Make notes. But when you've got notes, another note, another note, another note, and then you've got a one, then it's 1,000,000. So don't get broken hearted because you've now got notes. In the end, Hashem yispoya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu count, b'ksoiv amim, how the goyim write out the numbers, not how they say the numbers, how they write it out. So the Rebbe Milublin said, there's three ways that the notes get a number before. It's a big yesod. How do the notes get a one before to make 1,000,000? There's three ways. For example, he said to him, by your tefillahs, you feel your tefillahs are not working properly, they're not worth anything. But a person can daven days, weeks, months, and years, and it's all notes. Then suddenly one tefillah, the person says with the real kavona, with his shapchas hanefesh, he says it from the heart, and he dabbles in the right way, that's mala all his tefillahs, it makes a one in front of everything. That's one way. Second way, it comes Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, a person becomes clean. HaKadosh Baruch Hu purifies the person by Yom Kippur. So it's a tefillah from a pure person that also can make a one. And thirdly, when he davens together with a tzaddik, and the tzaddik davens and he goes together with him, there's a pasuk we say in Asher Korav Hashem lechol koyrov lechol Asher yikra'u be'emes. Is it not a stira? Korav Hashem lechol koyrov means to everybody. Lechol Asher yikra'u be'emes means the person who says truthfully is davening. So that's not lechol koyrov. Says the Chiddush Yorim, Korav Hashem lechol koyrov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is near to all who call him in the schus from lechol Asher yikra'u be'emes. There's one tzaddik who calls with truth, is the lechol koyrov, all the other ones chapwit together with him. So there's three ways of being amending all these tefillahs which were notes. Either a special good tefillah once, or a Yom Kippur when the person is purified, or with the tzaddik together. The Rebbe Rabbeinu Mepashischa was once in Lublin, Rosh Hashanah. So he said after davening, I know what the Rebbe is going to say today by the Torah, by the Tish. He said, "Nu say," he said at this, "if we say in the Misaf of Rosh Hashanah, this week's Pasha, Vayizke lekim es noyach, es kol achayim, es kol abeim ashitoi." The Rebbe is going to say by the Shmiz today, by the Torah, Vayizke lekim es noyach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers the tzaddik. And through the tzaddik, it's called achayas kol beimer. We are all chayas and beimers. We're not mentioned how it should be. Oh, but it's through the tzaddik, it's called achayas kol beimer shetam. And Taka the Rebbe said that Torah about the tish. So they asked the Rebbe, how did you know the Rebbe was going to say it? He said, I was standing next to the Rebbe. And when he came to this pusik in Zechronis, Vayizkel Akim, I heard him saying, Vayizkel Akim es noyach. I heard the dugash on this noyach. In the es kol achayo, es kol abeima, the way he said it, I knew this is the Torah going to be. I heard it the way he said the Shemel Esra. Tzadikim say the Shemel Esra. All the explanation lies in the words. But through the tzadik, that's the third way. This is a limit. I don't want to go over the time. I was told 10 to 10. I want to just take out this limit. A person should know, it's a moedika lesson, a person do good things, whether the good things are not perfect, are perfect, not perfect, halfway, quarter way, 10%. If you've done something good, you've got the good deed there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu already made the cheshbon how to build it up.